This is Jim Rockford. You're listening to Jonah Radio.
If this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Neil, out here, it's just a little bit strange. Tripping out,
get off the cross, dude.
It gets a lot colder.
Hanging out with your friends.
Construct relevance.
Validation.
I don't understand. It's just fun.
In defense of cold, though.
Thanks for tuning in to Jonah Ray, D.O.K. Macon, neither can Neil. We won't say why, because that is something he wouldn't want us to do.
No, he would not want us to talk about.
See, this is us growing as friends.
Yes.
We could easily throw Neil under the bus.
He would be embarrassed, but he's okay. Just everyone out there who's concerned for his safety, it's all right. He's fine. We're not going to talk about why he's not. I feel like I started this sentence with the idea to dissuade it.
It's like a cartoon. It's like when you're on a mountain pass and you're like driving and you go around the bend and then like you're like going off the side, but you're still like with that side rail because it's bending out. And then it seems like you're about to keep on mentioning what happened to Neil, which is like like we said, is safe. He's safe and he's fine.
He's fine. He was just texting with us. He's doing okay, but he can't make it tonight. So it's just... us and
milk
but
and a little he did baby guinea pig.
He does continue his streak of somehow vaguely threatening us because he did leave a knife here just sitting on the couch.
And as he thought he lost last time we were here is of course like I said in the text chain.
Yeah it was exactly where he was sitting for 2 hours.
People need to see the real Neil.
Well, we still got a great show for you. I'm Jonah Ray. This is Cash Hartzell right here.
Hey, everybody. Hail and well met.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah, it's been a while since I used that one.
Yeah, it's good. It shows. It creaked out there.
A little creaky.
So anyway, this is Jonah Radio, where friends get together and talk about music and talk about what's going on in music and playing music that we like that people have submitted.
Sent to us.
What's that?
Sent to us. Yes,
exactly.
I figure we're really going to tag team it this time because you'll say sentences and then I'll say sentences right after them.
Yeah.
Because there's no third person to...
There is no third person to say, you know...
Woo!
That's true.
Actually, for the most part, it would be this.
First of all, fuck you.
And then, Cash, you'll never have to say...
Put your knife away!
But we feel...
I am so sad.
Because Neil is not here,
give me a fucking answer.
Yeah. No, we can't, Christian Bale. No, we can't tell you.
We can't. I'm sorry, Christian Bale.
We're good friends, Christian Bale.
He's upset about the last bat suit thing. That's new. That's out there. And then Neil
it's
not
all
being on top of
now.
Wow.
Oh, good for you.
All right. Well, Neil, this one's for you.
You set me up for a fart sound there, and you did not deliver, and I loved it. You subverted the whole thing.
That's a good point. All right, so we're going to play a song from The Makeout Party. The guys from Burger Records used to have a band called The Makeout Party, and this is that band.
Ay, caramba. This is Bart Simpson, dude, and you're listening to Jonah Radio.
Radio for an occasional laugh.
Oh, that's so nice. That did not come from...
Mark. That was Mark Hamill.
Oh, okay. Not that. There is a guy who I've discovered on Twitter who is from my hometown.
Santa Cruz?
Uh-huh. And his Twitter account, keeps getting banned, is Joker of Santa Cruz, because This guy has transitioned to Joker. Like, he wears the makeup and the suits
every day.
Every day.
And, really?
Yes. And
the Joker of Santa Cruz.
The Joker of Santa Cruz, and he's very much into it, and it's sort of like an online troll. Yes. Which is the reason I came across him in the first place. But
oh, so the guy who dresses up like Joker in this day and age, yes, is an online troll.
Yes. Yeah, it's odd. And I wonder, I didn't go back. I became aware of him, and then the Joker movie came out. I have not gone back and seen how he's reacted to that. I don't know if that was
interesting.
It was like a revelation to him, or like, I can't imagine it. It might have been. I haven't seen the movie, or if it was like something where he's like, they got my story wrong.
Yeah, yeah. I sent in an audition for a voiceover in a cartoon.
Oh yeah.
And you get those sometimes. Yeah. But I realize over time it's like usually just the Joker. Like it's like Mark Hamill's. It's like always like, well, it's always like a bit of like the Joker and the Crypt Keeper.
Seems paltry to even bother doing anything like that, Batman.
I gotta say, that's you're like almost a Skeletor there. Like you're in a good. You keep working on that. You're gonna land a villain somewhere.
Somewhere, yes. Cash. Until that entertainment news comes out, is there any kind of other things we can talk about?
Well, we could talk about music news.
Oh, that's right. This time for music news. The segment of the show where we talk about the news as it
relates to music.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I meant instead of regards. All right, let's just go right into it. So, of course, you know, the Strokes played in...
For Bernie Sanders in the New Hampshire, wasn't it? Yes.
And so for the rally in Las Vegas, Swedes Licky Lee and Mike Snow performed.
Okay, those are musicians.
Those are yes.
Okay,
yes. Mike Snow is actually. I really enjoy Mike Snow. I don't know much about Licky Lee.
I was thinking if you were gonna really go for the Vegas that I see advertised, it would be like Marshmello
or Steve Aoki.
Yeah, yeah. It's just people with residencies are coming out for Bernie.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So Penn and they would hate Penn. Penn's like a hardcore libertarian.
Yeah.
Penn Jillette, like he's. He's probably still voting for...
Okay, I just got delighted by the idea of Bernie Sanders giving rallies at like those beach club parties that they have at Vegas, the pool.
Where all the masked guys, your marshmallows, your Deadmau5 fives.
Yes. He gets them together in some sort of mascot DJ union, and they ask for health care.
Yeah, it's perfect. Those are musicians that have... joined the ranks of Jack White, The Strokes, Vampire Weekend, Bon Iver, and Portugal the Man. So pretty good as far as
who's coming out.
Buttigieg rally. What do you get him? You get him hopping on a piano to play that one part of the Spoon song again.
I think maybe you get maybe an OK Go or
you get an OK Go. You know I say that. OK, fine.
Yeah, I like that.
Where do you get Bloomberg? You're just gonna get the Strokes again, probably.
Yeah.
Do your dad's a favor.
Yeah, maybe everybody from the American Psycho soundtrack.
There you go. Of course, Elizabeth Warren
is Dropkick Murphys all the way.
Not the Mighty Boss Notes?
Yeah, yeah. No, she sticks with her Boston roots. It's just Boston and Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah.
Tulsi Gabbard, I'm not sure. Is she from Hawaii or is that the other one?
That's the Hawaiian one.
That's the Hawaiian one? Yeah. So you a little slide key?
Slide key? You were trying to say slide guitar or slack key, right?
Yes, I combined the two of them.
Yeah. No, she would probably have Cecilio and Capone. Now, just look up what the first guy is on that one. That's a real harsh dig in the world of Hawaiian music. Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, Jesus.
Is canceling his 2020 North American dates because I guess the Parkinson's that he recently announced that he said he has had since 2003
mm-hmm.
Is kind of getting the best of him, which is a real bummer. So I guess he's probably going to be it for him.
Oh, that's, well.
He did talk about in an interview a long time ago how touring kind of kept him healthy, kept him alive, because it's like
he got something to do.
He has something to do, something, and it kept him in shape.
Yeah,
because he's like, there's no way I could do those shows without being fit. So I always thought about the shows, you know.
Well, I think that's I was kind of thinking about this the other day. This general idea of like lasting as long as the people who are still interested in you come out to see you. And I think Ozzy's made it
so I'm almost dead.
Huh? I was thinking about like nostalgia and people get nostalgia for and how that there's a certain age for that. And I entered that about 10 years ago where it was just all the bands from high school are now on nostalgia tours and stuff like that. Ozzy's on what is like fourth round of nostalgia tour? Like, I mean, I guess everybody kind of gets into Ozzy at some point, or like is made aware.
Ozfest, and that kind of opened him up to a bunch of people. He's just, you know.
Well, then you go
for
back
metalheads,
to
metalheads. It's just like I gotta see the Stones. For metalheads, it's like I gotta see Ozzy Osbourne.
I guess that's it. I guess, but like the amount of generations that people have gone to see Ozzy Osbourne, I guess you're still gonna run into him because I would still go see like Led Zeppelin or something like
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If they were, yeah.
But I don't know if my kids would go see Led Zeppelin or.
Well, it's always like it's like that fucking line from Clueless. Is the way I feel about the Rolling Stones is the way my kids are going to feel about Nine Inch Nails. So I should start giving my parents a hard time, right?
Yeah.
And then Wallace Shawn goes, "That's right." How's that? Was that an okay?
That was a really good. I think he does a lot of EO work, so I don't know if you're going to go in as
that's
for.
A good point.
But maybe if there's like a Wallace Shawn type, you just hit up that agent and say, "Hey, I do a podcast, and here's a Wallace Shawn on it."
Yes. This one's for Neil. Recently, Lizzo did a cover of Harry Styles' "Adore You," but she did a flute solo in the
Radio One.
Really?
In it, yeah. Let's see where that flute is. That's Lizzo on the flute.
That's pretty amazing. Your basic pop star flute.
You know,
solo.
I said this was for Neil, but I realized it's like he didn't get way into Lizzo. He got way into Billie Eilish.
He got into Billie Eilish. He was into Adele.
Yes, Adele.
Those were his big ones. Although I got really into Lizzo. I enjoy her quite a bit. She's very good.
Yeah. Just let me. But that was great. That was Lizzo, legendary Lizzo, doing her own flute solo in the middle of a song.
I hear she also does that. She plays flute in her live shows?
Oh, which okay, is
pretty amazing when you see how much she dances too.
Yeah,
it's like you got to have the breath to do that. It's pretty incredible.
Definitely. But here's the Neil news. Adele says her new album is coming in September.
Okay, there we go, Neil. You got what you're there for. Do you think this one's going to be upbeat?
I don't know. She sang "Rolling in the Deep" at her friend's wedding, and she's lost a lot of weight. You know, she's like a real fit person now.
She did. She did some red carpets that were eye opening. That's I can't. The song, or was it like, hey, will you do a number? And then she goes up and is like, I'm doing the one everybody knows.
Yeah, probably. Something like that, right? Yeah. That's what she wanted, but she probably didn't ask.
Do you think this was like a like something that happened at your own wedding with Tom Wilson, where it was like the band was just going and they went into it and Adele ran up on stage?
For the uninitiated, at my wedding, Harmar and his band was playing, Harmar Superstar, and then they did a bunch of covers. Yeah. And one of those covers was Power of Love. Unbeknownst to Harmar and the band, Tom Wilson, who played Biff, was in attendance mm-hmm. at the wedding. And I guess he was standing with our friends Callie Fontecchio, Mike Chillian, mm-hmm. and I think Boyd Vico. And I guess they all kind of urged him to go up there. But here's the thing. They was a very minimal band, so they had a backing track for like the horns and stuff like that. So when Tom Wilson ran up towards the end, he wanted them to keep on going, but they couldn't.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah.
I remember Sean saying like, yeah, I was singing this song, and then I turn around, and the guy from the movie standing behind me.
Yeah, and Biff showed up, and then did a stage slap to Denver. This is a thing that happened at a recent Mr. Bungle show.
Mike Patton, always entertaining. I just listened to... I started going back. You've heard Lovage?
Yes.
I was listening.
That was his solo album, right?
No, Lovage.
No, that was the band with Dan the Automator.
Yeah, the
or the
whatever his name. His name from Handsome Boy Modeling School, because mm-hmm. it's Nathaniel Merriweather or something.
Oh,
like
that's
that.
Right. Yes, yes, yes.
And he presented. It's like a concept album about fucking. Like half of the songs are all named after Hitchcock songs, and it's
funny.
Mike Patton and Jennifer, I can't remember her name, but like one, like there's Strangers on a Train. There's there's all sorts of weird references.
Do they use samples from those movies?
No, not at all. I think it's all instrumental, but I was listening to that, and then it suggested me more Mike Patton, and there he did an album called Corpse Flower. That was a collaboration with a dude he met while he was doing a Serge Gainsbourg tribute.
Oh, Jesus.
It's so weird.
The guy's real weird. He really keeps it weird.
He does, but he's prolific at the same time.
Yes.
Like, he'll let you in on what he's doing.
Yeah.
And he's got such a... I mean, you think about Faith No More to Mr. Bungle to whatever else he's
Tom
done.
Tomahawk.
It's so crazy. But it's so... an artist
yes.
in a way where it's just like, I don't get this, but I get why you're doing
yes,
this.
Yeah, exactly. Very, very much so. Well, recently, you know, Mr. Bungle was doing some of their reunion shows, and it's been a nostalgic trip for fans, but for the late Dakota Young, the band's second concert in Brooklyn served as a final symbolic resting place.
Oh, no.
Because Dakota Young's friend threw his ashes onto the stage.
Oh, wow.
He had purchased a ticket, but died unexpectedly. So his friend took it upon himself to scatter his ashes on stage next to Mr. Bungle's star-studded touring lineup, which had Mike Patton, Scott Ian, and Dave Lombardo.
Wow. Wait, so this was a fan? This was somebody that was in the band, or this was a
no,
fan?
No, this was a fan.
Oh, wow. That is... cool?
I mean, it's neat, and it's pretty fucking...
Yeah.
It's pretty metal.
It's very metal. Do you ask first?
No, because I think that's got to be a health issue.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's probably true. I don't know if they serve food at this club.
Good point.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you spread ashes at a Morrissey concert, get out. He cancels the show.
No, he's okay with human ashes.
Human ashes, he's fine with.
Just no animal ashes.
Yeah, exactly. Recently, System of a Down's John Dolmayan and Serge Tankian did a cover of Starman.
The Bowie song?
The Bowie song. Now, here's the thing. I'm not a huge System of a Down fan, but I get it.
System of a Down is one of the only new metal bands that I had any patience for.
Yeah.
And it was strictly through the... Every Armenian kid I met in Los Angeles was like, no, you have to listen to them. And it was like, I knew enough of them then, and I knew they weren't wrong.
Yeah. He seems like a good dude.
They all seem like one of them owns a weed company now.
What?
One of them owns a weed company.
Oh, here we go.
There's almost like... I don't know if it's the Eastern European in there or the Armenian in the heritage. There's something almost polka-like about System of a Down.
Oh,
music.
Totally.
In a very complimentary way, where it's just like it's on that beat, and you're immediately into it.
Yeah. It's funny though. This is the first time I've listened to it. And like, but it's exactly like the music is different, but like him singing, it was so easy to picture in my head.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's already kind of the way his rhythm is very much.
Yeah. He's got those sort of operatic tones that he can hit.
Yes. Recently.
So just now.
Just now. Mm-hmm. There was a Kiss cover band called Detroit Rock City. But during the show, Bobby Jensen, the guy who was playing Ace Frehley,
mm-hmm.
his hair caught on fire and he just kept playing.
I saw a little bit of that, and it is the coolest anything ever related to Kiss has ever been.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Except maybe when the actual Ace Frehley got like stuck in the air and they had to like lower him down when they were trying to do that thing. But that this guy just completely ignored it, and I don't think you can know and not fucking freak out.
Yeah, exactly.
But he was also soloing at the time, wasn't he?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't watch the video, but it happened in Sioux City.
And Guitar Tech comes right out like he's been doing it all his life. Like, everybody responded.
Maybe it's part of the show. Maybe this is they finally just kind of like, people were like, oh.
Oh, man. What if, okay, next time we go to Universal Studios, the water world is completely closed.
There we go. So, yeah. Yeah, so Sparks.
Sparks catch it.
It looks like Sparks. And his hair catches on fire.
Oh, he's singing, isn't he?
Yeah, he's singing. And then the bass player tries a couple times to... Holy shit, he does not stop.
Nope. The fucking crowd is like, this is the most metal thing I've ever seen.
That's crazy.
Yep.
He does not stop.
Nope. Just.
How's that guy? How's the guy in Detroit Rock City, the Kiss tribute band, better than anybody?
I don't
cooler?
Know.
How do you become cooler?
I think at this point, Gene Simmons needs to watch his video and go like, yeah, get him.
Get
like,
him.
Get him.
Yeah.
Like, it's no longer like.
Get that kid.
Wouldn't it be great if you could earn your way into your favorite band? Like that.
That's the story of the movie Rockstar, the guy who's the journey, right?
But that's not like they were looking for a singer, but I'm saying like now it's like sports. You got like a manager and like you get replaced anytime.
Oh, good point. Yeah.
What if music was like sports?
Was like sports on the next Jonah Radio? What if music was like spurts?
Watch Jonah tune out in real time.
So recently, I like how that's my segue.
That's your my.
Oh shit, that's not me. I wanted to like. I do want to play like later in the segment. I'm just trying to set it up while I can. So. Rage Against the Machine, you know, they're doing a ton of tours.
Yes, they announced it with Run the Jewels, right?
Yeah. They raised $3 million for charity as part of an anti-scalping initiative.
Really?
Yes. The rock band sought to combat ticket scalpers by holding back 10% of tickets available at each of their upcoming shows and pricing them higher than standard ticket prices, with all the money benefiting local charities.
Hmm. Well, that's cool. So they're giving 10% of their tickets away
to a charity.
To a charity. Essentially. Oh, yeah. Okay. So they're basically saying like, okay, all these tickets are going to get sold. Some of these tickets might get scalped, but we're providing a more reasonable price?
Yeah, Rage Against the Machine outlined the initiative in a post to social media ahead of the public sale last week. He says, we're holding in reserve 10% of the seating, random seats throughout each venue, to sell at a higher ticket price, but low enough to undercut the scalpers.
Okay.
We will donate 100% of the money over the base ticket price to charities and activist organizations in each city. In response to a fan who highlighted a charity ticket price at nearly $1,000, Morello tweeted, 100% of money above the base price of each ticket goes to charities in that city. Charity price fluctuates to counter scalping. When we have final numbers, we'll list the charities, but over $3 million has been raised in the first 48 hours.
That's awesome.
So far, we've stopped 85% of the scalping market. But I agree that any scalping is horrible, and we will continue to combat it.
See, this is crazy, is back in the day, was reversed.
Back in the day when you were a kid, but you're not a kid anymore, but sometimes you wish you were a kid again?
Back in the day when I was young. No, I was going to say, like, the FBI used to hunt down criminals, and now Rage Against the Machine is doing it. They're putting criminals. Yeah, exactly. That's
you heard
crazy.
It here first. Rage Against the Machine is the new FBI.
All right. So there has been a development in the whole Neil situation.
Uh-oh.
We very much, because we're good friends and we thought it would be embarrassing, we did not tell you why Neil was not coming, because, frankly, what he texted us is an issue that he's sensitive about us talking about. He says, I'm going to read it now because we have received new information. He texted, I had a toilet emergency. Sorry to cancel. He doesn't love the fecal, the scatological humor. And we respected that. And we said, we're not going to talk about it. But we just got a picture of his toilet problem.
Oh, no.
He actually shattered the back of his toilet. It's not, he's not shitting himself. Like, the back of his toilet, I don't know if he, like, lifted the lid too high or something.
He's
like
got
that.
Them Trump shits.
Wow. Like, no. Like that's not even the...
No, it's the back. It's the tank of the toilet.
It's the tank of the toilet.
It has a huge crack in it.
It's in two
like a
pieces.
Dr. Who villain is going to be coming out of it eventually.
So we both thought he was just suffering from some tacos or something that he had. It turns out he just used his Hulk strength to smash his toilet and has probably been mopping for the last hour.
Yeah. Wow.
So
this whole time
we
thought it was because he doesn't eat a lot of good food and he shits a lot.
Yes. Shit, we did it, didn't we? God damn it.
No, but no, it's okay that we said it now.
Because it's hypothetical.
Now
and
that
not
it's
actual,
hypothetical.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't say it actually happened.
No. Okay.
I just said someone has like
he's
some
be
slang
so
based off of his name in our circle of friends.
That is,
and it's neither of us.
Yeah, well, that is true. There is a, you know, if I'm gonna go in there and kneel it, means anything to you, don't let it.
All right.
What else is in the news? We got anything else?
Oh yeah. We got some more newsy news. Is I do want to show you this. This is I watched the. I watched the David Crosby documentary on HBO.
Oh, yeah.
And it's real sad.
Oh, is it?
It's like, it's this guy that, like, towards the end of it, he's just like, everyone I've ever been in a band with hates me. I mean, like, he just realizes, like, yeah, he alienated himself from everybody.
Oh, well, that's, I mean, I guess it's, I have seen those documentaries where that guy doesn't realize that.
Yes, yeah.
So I guess that's a level up. At
it
least
is.
He's got the,
yeah.
But
here's a, here's my favorite moment in the entire thing. He's in Laurel Canyon Market country mm-hmm. store, and he sees a thing of Jim Morrison, and he hates the Doors, he hates Jim Morrison. But this is
well reasoned man.
This is my favorite thing.
Morrison, what a dork. Morrison, what a dork.
Dork is such a great insult.
It's so great. It's funny because when I posted that, I said, like, this is the best line in the movie. And Ryan Moran from Comedy Central was like, he's like, someone calling Jim Morrison from the Doors a dork is like the most in your wheelhouse thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, yeah, thanks for that.
Laurel Canyon. Laurel Canyon Market, you could go there and you can see where David Crosby
looked at a picture and said,
dork.
Dork. Billie Eilish is going to be doing the Bond theme for No Time to Die.
I heard that. This is the one that Fleabag wrote.
Yes, this is the one that Phoebe Waller-Bridge, the song, but the
movie,
the film, which I'm excited about. I'm not like I've never been a Bond guy.
Wait a minute. What about your long-running podcast with Matt Gorley?
Oh, that's Matt Myra.
Oh, shit.
You know, we might be doing a podcast together.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that one might make money.
Well.
Ooh, that might have been that might have just been a scoop.
Ooh, exclusive.
But I saw you there.
But I might see this because I liked Phoebe Waller-Bridge did what do you call it?
Coupling?
Killing Eve, which is such
Killing
a great
Eve, yes.
Great show. Here's some music news for you, Cash. Pearl Jam unveiled new song, but you need to point your phone at the moon to hear it.
This Pearl Jam, did you buy into a AR company at some point? Because you were doing some weird stuff.
They premiered it by like their other song where you had to go to a certain spot and you would see the artwork.
Where you could only interact with your phone. Yeah.
So same app, same thing. It's like, but you wouldn't hear their new song, Super Blood Wolf Moon.
Oh, it's about the moon.
Until you pointed the app at the and this is what you would hear.
You're not actually he's pointing his computer at the moon right now, guys.
So far, it sounds like a garage band loop.
Yeah, Eddie Vedder sounds kinda like himself, but it sounds a little different on this record. Pearl Jam.
Yeah, Pearl Jam.
So do you think Derek Waters has like swollen arms from holding his phone up at the moon?
Just listen to it over and over again. Here's the thing I was looking at, though. It's there are a ton of songs called Super Blood Wolf Moon.
Really?
Here's one from a band called Cobras. Here's one
that sounds like
Midnight
a song
Wagon. I think she's an instrumental. Here's one from Conrad.
You ain't really about to hate. You can barely even hang. Middle finger to the face. Sit black and in the ears.
And that's just a fraction of the songs called Super Blood Wolf Moon out there.
Super Blood. I have to say, I was unfamiliar with the term before tonight. Have to learn more about it going forward.
Yeah. Here's a neat thing. Bassist admits to burning churches to raise his profile as a black metal musician. Holden Matthews will be sentenced to at least 10 years in prison on May 22nd. He's from Louisiana.
Whoa.
Just wanted to get that profile up.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't like religion. Institutionalized.
Uh-huh.
But
you're not burning any of it for your TikTok account, are you?
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, as much as I like hate religion, institutionalized religion, that is, though they are just also community centers for the most part.
Yeah.
For kids to go and like color stuff after school.
Yeah.
Whatnot.
And,
any kind of church or temple or
basement,
mosque or anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's that's a shitty thing to do.
But also pretty fucking rad. I mean, I hope no one was hurt. I didn't read the article.
Nope. We don't read the articles.
We don't read the articles.
We just read the headlines.
Yeah. Fuck me.
What?
I read more of it.
Oh.
Musician copying similar crimes committed in Norway in the 1990s.
I do remember
all three
that one
churches had predominantly African American congregations.
All right. Well,
okay. Well, fuck that guy.
Fucker.
Go. And maybe this is hypocritical on our part. I was just like, pretty funny. It's a fucking white people.
Let's.
Last name Rodriguez. All right.
I was
going to
say, let's.
Want to cut this out?
No. But I do want to say bad. Bad guy.
Bad guy. He's a bad guy.
Bad guy.
Bad
if Neil was guy. Here, he'd say the same thing.
We have to get that Billie Eilish sample. Bad guy.
Bad guy. I'll just do it. Just give it. I'll do it.
Guy.
Clear.
I just realized Billie Eilish for that song does Babadook vocals. Henry Rollins is going to be the voice of Triclops in the upcoming He-Man reboot for Netflix.
It's all full circle, my friends. That's. Understand?
Please explain to me the circle.
Well, Henry Rollins obviously very, very influenced by He-Man. since they were both had the same haircut. If you go back and look at those early Black Flag stuff.
All right.
It's just so.
So we got
odd.
The haircut.
Uh-huh. And then.
and specifically Triclops.
Triclops. That's because, he was in. It was like the Beach Cities, and then he went to D.C. Or he was in D.C., and then he kind of came out here, and then he. There was a third thing. I don't know. It's just weird that fucking the dude from Black Flag is not only on a Netflix show, but on like a He-Man show. But at the same time, it's also like you wouldn't expect Henry Rollins to be in like a Disney show. He went like He-Man. He went like kind of indie, off-brand.
Good point. Other voices, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Alicia Silverstone, Jason Mewes, and Mark Hamill.
I thought that was your Marc Maron impression. I thought Marc Maron might have
Marc Maron. And to really piss off Neil, Robert Smith says The Cure will release a new album soon. So sorry about that.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry about that, Neil. You got more Babysitter music on its way. Here's a song from Sleeping Bag and Roswell Kid. They put out Dreamboats a few years back, which was a collaboration between the two bands. And this is Dreamboats 2. A real chill sequel. And this is the song, Absolutely. That's it for your music news. More shit when we get back.
Everybody, it's Cash talking to you about Audible. It's that time of year, third week of February. It's a leap day this year, so that's the time of year where everyone is traveling or running around getting thoughtful gifts for the people they care about. Think about giving yourself the gift of Audible this year on February 29th. Now is the best time to do it with a special offer, 53% off your first 3 months. Now, if your first one of those three months is a month with an extra day, then you're saving money all over the place because you get to access an unbeatable selection of audiobooks, including bestsellers, motivation, mysteries, erotica, thrillers, memoirs, and more. You get to choose three titles every month, one audiobook, and two exclusive Audible originals you can't hear anywhere else. Listen on any device, anytime, anywhere with the Audible app. It's great while commuting, at the gym, or during your February 29th holiday travels. With Audible, you also enjoy easy audiobook exchanges and your own audiobook library you keep forever, even if you cancel. Right now, for a limited time, you get 3 months of Audible, maybe one of those bonus days on one of those months, for just $6.95 a month. That's more than half off the regular price. You just got to head over to audible.com/radio, that's R-A-Y-D-I-O, or text radio to 500-500 to take advantage of this deal. Now, this week, we're going to talk about another Audible original that they've been putting out. This is Hold On with Eugene Merman. It's sort of a storytelling show where Eugene sort of interrupts the guests that he has on him as they go through sort of their experiences or their bits. We're featuring episode 5 from season 3, featuring a little man. Oh, Jesus. He's going to give me hell for that. A guy you might know, Jonah Ray. That's right. Jonah Ray talks about what it was like to work on 9/11. It's a great episode. You should check that out. Eugene's an amazing guy. I don't think we've ever had him on the podcast, but maybe we'll take care of that because we're already plugging his shit. But it's Eugene's an awesome guy, a really interesting, funny guy. He's got a great perspective on life, and he gets to interact with all sorts of people on this show. Jim Gaffigan, Weird Al, Lisa Lampanelli, Brew Biglia, Reggie Watts, Kumail Nanjiani, Maria Bamford, Hasan Minhaj, Chris Gethard, Gad Emlesh, Joe Mandy, Cameron Esposito, and, like you heard before, Jonah Ray. So check out Hold On with Eugene Merman. It's an Audible original. You can only get it at Audible, and you can save 3 months of Audible for just $6.95 a month. That's more than half off the regular price. You get one audiobook and two Audible originals absolutely free. You get audible.com/radio or text radio to 500-500. All right, guys, check out this segment. Quick update to ad read I just did. Jonah went to work on 9/11. He was not involved in the planning of it.
It's Bruce Springsteen in the USA, and you're listening to Jonah Radio in the USA now.
Oh, thanks, boss. Thank you so much. Okay, so here's the thing, Cash.
Uh-huh.
Recently, I was trying to think of songs that I could play on. I was thinking of a segment.
You were thinking of a segment.
I was thinking of a segment.
I love
like,
it.
Oh,
when
songs
we
with our names in it. And yours was like, I was like, oh, I'll probably find a ton because your name is Cash, and even like because your name is Patrick, there's still going to be like a lot of Irish songs.
Yeah. Well, Cream has always been like I got that one when I was like 14, and I was like, yeah, that's great. Cash rules everything around me. And it's just like, oh, yeah.
I was going to go be like, I'll check Neil. And I looked up Neil, and I couldn't find anything.
Nothing?
I couldn't find anything. There's still some digging to do.
I would think, is there like a doo-wop song about from a girl group that's all like, oh, Neil, he's so shiny? I mean, it wouldn't apply to our Neil. He's not very shiny.
Well, if it was an old doo-wop song, it would have to be an innuendo, because most of those things, and I'm convinced, like Lollipop, I think, is an innuendo.
Oh, yeah. So it'd be like, oh, I can't wait for Neil. Like a oral song.
Like, it's like, ooh, I love to Neil for Neil.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like that. We should get a girl group.
Yes. Yeah. I was having trouble with that, so I went over to look up my name, because I figured there might be some funny Christian songs or something.
Oh yeah,
like that.
Jonah the Whale.
There was one I remember. I was on like some like hardcore band. They just put like some Christian music on the other side of their 7 inches.
Really?
And one of, just for us kicks, and one was like, "Don't run away from the Lord, Jonah. Don't run away from prayer." Got swallowed by the belly, something like that. But when I looked at my name, of course, like anytime I look at my name,
mm-hmm.
Like for example, I got rid of Google Alerts a long time ago. Once the only things I really got was when I found out about a Jonah Ray or a Jonah Hill or Jonah Hex on Blu-ray. So I stopped bothering with those. But then I realized Jonah Hill, there's a ton of songs called Jonah Hill.
Really?
Yes. Here's one from Caskey.
What is it about him that makes people want to compose?
Hey,
shit's an innocent taste.
Gotta shake hands, or it's no deal. It get lonely at the top, so I hold still. Now you gotta pay the talk like the phone bill. Might be super bad, feel like Jonah Hill.
I could see where the rhyme was going. I still liked it.
Here's D Antwoord with their song Jonah Hill.
Really? I mean, so that's one, I'm super bad like Jonah Hill. That's a positive. There's one, my nuts are sweaty like Jonah Hill. That's
to be
a
fair,
negative.
It does devolve, this song does devolve into a sketch about him, about the dude from D Antwoord sounding gay. So I'm just going to skip over that.
Okay, yeah. No, this is South Africa. They got rid of apartheid in the 80s. We got rid of them in the 65. So they're 15.
Yeah,
15,
yeah. They're still, yeah. So they're in the 80s
years.
Right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Gonna, yeah.
yeah.
Here's Israel Sharp, the song Jonah Hill.
Wait, from Israel? It's no, an Israel?
Israel Sharp.
Oh, Israel Sharp. Jonah Hill, the muse of art. I would never.
Super bad, pockets fat, Jonah Hill. No, they mad, I got the bag, I can't feel.
So that's super bad, I think.
Yeah, that's another super bad reference. Yeah. I mean, it was an influential movie.
Sure, sure. Here's Tabby with the song Jonah Hill. This is fun.
Quick to curse, Lord of mercy. Spit a verse with the QWERTY. Paparazzi and Hermie, but keep your eye on the birdie. 05, riding dirty. Love a boy getting flirty. She asking how you so pretty. Then hit it raw like a Murphy. 4 years, I'll be 30. Acting like I don't worry. Every night got me stirring. Stay up late till it's early. Crack a pack of them surlies. Knocking back till I'm slurring. My words and vision ain't blurry. Birth, I knew I was worthy. After phone feature chirping. Seeing kid when they're jerking. Graduated to college. Kid would start to lose purpose. In the cup by the 8th. Eyes pinker than Kirby. My dumb ass caught a possession. Panicked. Now cannabis curb me. Yeah, you know
I like the Kirby reference.
Picking pockets like the petals off a daffodil. Sitting squalor, getting dollar, watching potions spill. Bitch, I rock a pair of Sambas like I'm Jonah Hill.
Yeah, it is.
What was it? I rock a pair of sockers? Sockers?
I don't know.
Suckers? Rock a pair of suckers like I'm Jonah Hill?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't.
Bitch, I rock a pair of Sambas like I'm Jonah Hill. Like I'm Jonah Hill. Like I'm Jonah Hill. Like I'm Jonah Hill. Like I'm Jonah Hill.
Ray.
Ray. Ray. Ray.
All right.
Next time you get a DJ gig, we need to loop Ray over that.
Oh, shit.
You,
yes,
you
exactly.
Fucking drop it.
LYB has a song called Jonah Hill. On flute.
Who is this?
No, I'm just kidding. It's LYB is the from the album Love on a Beach Tape. Seriously, so far it sounds like a fucking Lonely Island track.
Oh man, I just listened to that Bash Brothers thing. Oh, yeah. It's so good.
So that's just like a props to, like, you know, the funniest guy out there.
Yeah.
Know.
Well, that fit the meter. I mean, he might be a big Chappelle fan, but that's a rhyme. Like Jonah Hill.
Money bad, just like Jonah Hill. Oh, shit. That one's like real going in deep on the Jonah Hill.
Yeah, no, they're using his whole career as a metaphor.
Yeah. Here is get rid of this thing real quick.
Oh, it was Drop the Weight Off, Feel Like Jonah Hill was the one before that.
So here's this one is Paparazzi and the Photogs. Now this feels like maybe this is just one of those people that make songs with celebrities' names.
Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill, 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 Hill. Will you be my friend? Please, Jonah Hill, will you be my friend?
I think that's just a guy that's just trying to like put stuff up. I'm not going to read too much into it.
Yeah.
Here's W-O-O, Woo, from the album Marauder Movement, Jonah Hill.
Jesus.
No.
All right.
I feel like a hip hop dude. Celebrity.
Love Jonah Hill.
Love Jonah Hill.
I feel like Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill, Jonah Hill. Yeah.
You know what I would love is like Jonah all Hill, of these Hill, all of these songs Hill, came out right after 40 Year Old Virgin, where he just has the shoes and the string to buy the shoes. Yeah. They all fell in love with him. They're not aware of his like later work.
Yeah. Feature if you do this just for fun. Yeah, I'm tired of the extra drama. I might just hide out this summer. Yeah, these boys scared of. Oh wait, I've been writing songs since third grade. It's the truth. Being royal.
This is Gray Theory.
They never talk to me nice, so I'm a mean motherfucker. So fresh but clean motherfucker. Strong and lean motherfucker. Whole team motherfuckers. Yeah, we fucking milks. Fucking on them white Russians. I ain't talking to milk. We stay low, but we trill. Touch the dome and get killed. We don't pray, we don't kneel. I just say how I feel. I just move how I move. You don't like what I do? Then motherfucker are you. I'm stone cold in this bitch. Drink the beer and get rich. Black teeth be the niche. Your whole team made the click. When they step into this, dump you on the freeway like the first. Name is Rick. Damn, I'm blanking on this. Straight snapping on this. In your trap like I'm tipped. Then I'm tapping your chick. Flow be so cold. Put the crack in your lip. Niggas can't feel their fingers. Like Johnny Knoxville, I put your crew through the ringer. Hardcore every day. I don't fool with the singers. But I be in the tonsils. I just fuck on the side while your crew be a sponsor. I just spaz at the concert like Slick Rick at the show. All the girls is obsessed with how I'm spitting it flow. They on my dick with the flow. First they give me the paper. Then I'm flipping the dough. You see I'm getting it. Yo, they ain't wanna let us in, so we kicked in the dough. So we kicked in the dough. Someone ring me along, cause the man is coming. They don't care about the judge. Motherfuck your whole summons. The brave call of the rules.
Like your name was in the club. Club full of super bass.
Which one of y'all fucking? Which one of y'all fucking? Which one of y'all fucking? We just let us be loving. Which one of y'all fucking? Which one of y'all fucking? Which one of y'all fucking?
So it's 122. What? Into the song.
What? Who did this?
Gray again? Theory.
Gray Theory.
G-R-E-Y Theory. The mention of Johnny Knoxville, but no Jonah Hill yet. So.
Someone hand me the water, cause this thirst shit is real. Hunger unexplainable, but I burst with a pill. Flow be nice as fuck, but I ain't first with a deal. No one co-signing the shit, they scared to ride with the shit.
Come on!
Even though they girl straight riding stick. Find Dominican and the body's sick.
This is gonna show up at the very end.
As fuck in the thighs of
maybe,
and I'm
maybe if you zoom
ass,
out, the God lyrics form a picture of Jonah Hill. That's the only way.
At 5 a.m. straight stressing the ass, but I give it a dick. They Bernie Mac and this bitch. R.I.P. to the legends.
So far, Johnny Knoxville and Bernie Mac.
Well, he's a comedy fan.
Hopefully I see y'all in heaven, but I do so much sinning they might burn me in hell. Just 3 days in the cell, and karma always excels. So I got daughters coming, so I keep a condom on before I jump into something. Gallows at heart to be slutting, fucking with girls that be smutting. I'm a promiscuous nigga that be tossing they muffins.
2 minutes, 13 seconds in. No Jonah Hill reference.
Tossing the muffins, though.
I might have heard Superbad in there, but I'm not sure.
Ain't no shame in my game. Being the illest lyricist. Ain't the claim to my fame. But the ghost of the real. Step to this shit and get killed. You'll get dropped from the label. As extra 10 the deal. So stay cool as a fan. Except and understand that Greasy Gray is the...
Is Jonah Hill slang
that's
for
what I'm...
being like super badass?
I am going to UrbanDictionary.com.
Said one white guy to another.
Man, and I'm in heavy demand. Nigga, someone ring me along, cause the man is coming. They don't care about the judge. Motherfuckers
are summers.
They break all the rules, like they name was in loving. Club called the super bad. Which one of y'all fucking? Which one of y'all fucking? Which one of y'all fucking?
He said super bad.
Which one of y'all fucking? Which one of y'all fucking? Which one of y'all fucking? We just listen to loving.
Okay, you know what? There's 24 seconds left, and I'm just going to call it. I'm going to kill it. Young Gang, not to be confused with Yang Gang.
Not at all.
So here is Young Gang with Jonah Hill featuring Tommy H.
Choice of beef, yeah. Choice of beef, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. Ich will lieber chillen, scheiß mal auf Gesundheit.
German?
Yeah. What'd he say?
I don't know. He said like, Scheiße wie Fachanakese on a hill. Let's see if I can.
All right. All of the definitions for Jonah Hill are just descriptions of Jonah Hill. Oh. There is no shorthand slang.
Gucci ball, Zuli Jonah Hill.
All right. I'm just going to go. I'm going right here to Apple Music. And I am going to go to browse. I'm going to type in James Franco. I'm going to see if anybody else from that
Here's
crew.
Just Lucid with their song, Jonah Hill.
Just Lucid on my Jonah Hill shit.
What is on my Jonah Hill shit?
I don't know. Yeah. Like, if somebody said, I'm on that Seth Rogen shit, I'd be like, oh, they're smoking a lot of weed.
Yeah.
But that Jonah Hill shit is like...
I mean, the only drug he's really ever been rumored to do is heroin.
From the watch, I know you haters about to fuck me, but I'm aggressive as Cube on 21 Jump Street. The club will be living in luxury. Me and my team been hungry, so we'll keep hustling for the money ball in the summer. Regret this discovery.
Okay.
Have you accepted that there's no recovering? Tonight I'm not the sitter. Ain't nothing more thriller. Kill a bitch in a duplex with Ben Stiller. Fit the high. I'm laughing like I'm Seth Rogen.
Ooh, deep. Oh, there was a deep cut.
Yeah.
Fucking duplex with Ben Stiller and Drew Barrymore. With Ben Stiller, fit the high, I'm laughing like I'm Seth Rogen. Take your best blow, I see you bitches tiptoeing. I'ma fuck your hoe with no Trojan, get her knocked up, still smoke drunk, oh, so heroic. All my homies real, can't hold me still. I wanna make money, call me Jonah Hill. Become famous with my friends, this is the end. Stack a band, strong driving in the Benz. This is war dog, don't tell me how to live. War dog.
All my homies real, can't hold me still. I wanna make money, call me Jonah Hill. Become famous with my friends, this is the end.
This is what I'm looking for in a Benz. This is war dog, song named Jonah Hill. Not that last one, but
this one. That one's the best one so far yet. This one, the last one we have, and this is, remember, not all of them. I just took a bunch randomly, and I was like, this is too many to go through, but here's No Corp with the song Jonah Hill.
So great about making music is you don't have to have...
First one with the Jonah Hill sample.
Yeah. I got a C in my music theory class, but I just know what sounds good.
Yeah.
This shit sounds good.
I'ma sit back and relax. I'ma just munch on a snack. Fill up the tank with the gas. Hit the floor, we going pass. Call up a caliber pass. All of the boys with the ass. All of the girls with the sass. Making the choices, I'm rash. Wearing all black like I'm Hamlet. Eating a PBJ sandwich. Chilling all wax with the boy and we hitting the lines. I'm like, hey, bitch. Come and hang out with the gang, bitch. We gon' play Mario Kart A Switch. Turn on the LEDs, pull up your dungarees. Ready to hang with the gang, bitch.
I'ma just lounge on the forum, yeah. Fuck off my crown, off my aura,
yeah.
Illinois, California,
yeah.
Don't got no time for no boredom.
That
was it. So that was the segment we all know and love. Songs called Jonah Hill.
I will say this: Hoodie Allen does have a song called James Franco.
Oh, really?
We may not have another one because there's also one called Rap Games James Franco. Parentheses Salisbury steak sweater.
Well, tune in next week for songs called James Franco. Until then,
you laugh, but this is going to be the thing that gets us acquired by Appetite.
No one wants this, not even the listeners. Anyway, Neil, we hope your toilet
feels better.
Yeah, maybe use all the massive amounts of shit that come out of your asshole to be able to somehow.
We got so far from the respect we were showing him in the open.
We're not even drinking. Thanks, Cash, for everything you do.
Oh, thank you, Jonah, for everything that you do at the front of this podcast.
Well,
you know, he's breaking the wind, guys.
Sure, sure. Wait a minute.
No, like on the front of a ship, not like the Neil.
Always about that caboose. So if you want your band played on this show, send us email us a link to Bandcamp send us a link to your Bandcamp.
Yes.
Jesus. Cashed out.
Hey.
And if you want shirts of the show, that'll be fun. The designs by Dana Lechtenberg.
I think there's the designs have changed as of this last week. So new set of designs.
New set of designs over at Merch Table. JonahRadio.merchtable.com. We are very happy to be part of the Scarborough Country Network. So go and support those shows as well.
Mm-hmm.
And big props to our social media maven, Dan Angler. Follow that guy. He is very funny.
He is.
He's very good at what he does.
He's.
Here's the thing. A lot of people think this show is gone. For some reason, it didn't seem to. Doesn't seem to register that we've been doing new episodes all the time. So tell your friends. Or unsubscribe and resubscribe. Does that work?
Yeah, unsubscribe, resubscribe, leave reviews. Dan's doing those awesome little clips from our show. Retweet those so people, people can see that we are doing it and that cool piece of art that we have.
Yes, exactly. But we're going to end with a track that was submitted to us by Hollywood Horses off their EP Funny, Sexy, Cool. This is Heavy Rubber Gloves.
This is David Bowie, and you're listening to Jonah Radio.